Hey, Carolyn, how are you?
Well, we missed you so much.
I miss you, too.
No, really?
Well, really, I do, too. You know, I'm so excited. I've been in New England a lot over this, well, technically a year off. We played in April and May in some arena markets across the country. But in my kind of a year off, I spent a lot of time in New England. I've got a lot of friends in the area.
Yeah, there was a time we were seeing photos of you up on Instagram in bars and didn't know if it was for real.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I was in Gloucester a couple of times.
Yeah,
I've been I've floated around a little bit everywhere with friends, you know. But I can tell you that people would come up to me and they didn't even sometimes even want a picture. They just wanted to say that we missed you.
Oh, well, that's how we all feel.
And that meant so much to me.
And I wish I could talk to you longer, but I'm trying to get Kenny Chesney tickets. I swear, I've been in the queue for days.
Yeah. So I'm just so excited to say that we're coming back to Foxborough.
Yes.
We've already know we're going to do two nights next summer, and it's become a touring tradition within our lives to do the last two nights at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. And it's one of the most special two nights of my life. It will be this coming year. It'll be the 20th and the 21st time.
And in the year 2020.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? But it'll be the 20th and 21st time I've played the home of the New England Patriots. And it's really, really special. And I can't say that about anywhere else in the world.
I mean, you deserve a uniform for that. Oh, my gosh.
No, well, maybe I'll get one.
I promised everyone I would ask you, do you know where we can get some Kenny Chesney tickets?
Well, I'd imagine through you guys. I don't know.
So do people ask you that all the time? Like, oh, man, can you give me some tickets?
When we announced the two shows in Boston, not only my phone lit up, but all the people that worked for me and with me, their phones lit up. I mean, they didn't care about anything else. At the moment the Foxborough shows were announced, it makes me feel really good that people care. You know? So it's
I bet your roadies get requests. You know?
Oh, no. My family gets requests. You know, it's crazy. But just a barometer of how much people care and how much they want to be there and to experience all that love and positive energy. And, you know, it's where I named No Shoes Nation. It was right there in that football stadium because it was just so full of positive energy. And it's everything that I give to. I mean, everything I've worked for is to see all those people. It's like, it's just crazy. I could talk all day about it.
Well, please, I've got a couple hours left, so stay with me. After all these years and all these shows, we feel like we know you, Kenny. Do you feel like you know us?
Yeah, of course. You know, like, I feel connected, you know, in a lot of ways because I grew up a certain way. I grew up in East Tennessee, and there were certain things that mattered to us as a family and as a community. You know, we leaned on community a lot. We leaned on each other. We leaned on sports. We leaned on church. We leaned on, we were passionate about food. We were passionate about life. And we worked hard and we loved hard. When I look into the audience, that's everything that I see. That's where the connection starts. Now, look, I was I spent a lot of time in the Virgin Islands, and a lot of people that I met there were from Boston or Vermont or Rhode Island or, you know, somewhere in Massachusetts.
Thus the song, Boston.
There was just a huge New England connection, and that's where She Comes From Boston came from. There were a couple of girls that I became friends with that lived close, a little inland from Kennebunkport. They wore their Boston Red Sox caps backwards every day, and that's where that song started, She Comes From Boston.
Do you have any favorite behind-the-scenes memories or, that we wouldn't have access to?
At the Foxborough show?
Yeah.
Wes Welker and I are great friends. You know, the first year we played there, Welker and Brewski and so many of the guys, you know, came to the show. And a lot of the Red Sox had the day off, so a bunch of those guys came.
Oh, wow.
And so it was just a lot of fun after the show, you know, and we had a lot of those guys up on stage. One of my favorite moments in Foxborough, I'll tell you, other than the time that Belichick invited me to come to practice, and I ran some plays and caught some passes from Tom Brady during practice. It was a blast, you know. I mean, who wouldn't have fun?
All right, you're like a kid all over again.
I was a kid. You know, on stage one night, we played, and there was this dew. When I went on stage, kind of set in, and all of a sudden, we have this carpet on stage, and all of a sudden, the stage was really, really slick, and I couldn't really move up there. And Teddy Bruschi was on the side of the stage, and he ran from the side of the stage all the way to the Patriots practice facility and got this spray can of Stick'Em, and he sprayed the bottom of my right in front of everybody.
What?
And it was we laughed, and Welker was there. He came out and said hello. But that was a moment that I'll never forget, because I honestly couldn't do my show in front of everybody. And then Brewski ran all the way and got that Stick'Em and came up on stage and sprayed my boots.
Oh, see, you're like one of the team. They've got your back,
yeah.
Like your song says, the boys of fall.
I'll never forget it.
That's amazing. I cannot thank you enough for your time, and hopefully I'll get through this queue soon so my friends and I can all be there on the 28th.
Well,
29th.
I love you guys very much, and everybody out there in New England listening, I can't wait to see your faces again and feel all that New England love, because we're going to love you right back.
We feel the love, and that's why we're there every year, Kenny. Thank you.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.